ElementSource.net.
Hey, Ted, there's some guy with a guitar standing behind your ATV.
I know. Hit it, Larry.
Open roads, stretching forever. Me and my best friend gonna have some fun.
What was that?
Oh, that's my folk singer. I saved so much money on my ATV insurance by switching to GEICO, I was able to get this guy to play songs for us all day.
Saving you money on your ATV insurance is our business. What you do with the money is your business. GEICO Power Sports. Insurance for all the things that move you.
KFWB. KFWB HD, Los Angeles.
This is A Cut Above with Dr. Paul Nassif. He is a rhinoplasty specialist. He's also a skilled facial plastic reconstructive surgeon. Probably one of the best, if not the best, in the country. Now, you may have heard of him because he was one of the original Dr. 90210s. He's been featured on NBC, Inside Edition, CBS, Entertainment Tonight, Extra. He's the guy that everybody goes to for an expert on anything. You hear something, plastic surgery in the news, you're probably listening to Dr. Paul Nassif. If you have any questions, let's say you're considering any kind of rhinoplasty surgery, anything basically from the neck up, whether it's a full facial to mini facials to getting your eyes, facelift. I'm thinking facials. facelifts, anything from the neck up, this man does, and he does it so well. Hello, Dr. Nassif.
Carrie.
Yes.
It's always wonderful to hear you and see you.
It's always
first of all, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year
to everyone listening.
Yeah.
We just drove in from a little vacation with the family, and I just made it.
You literally, really, by the skin of your teeth, just sat down.
Just made it. And yeah. We drove this time.
With the kids.
Oh. Yeah. But anyway, first of all, thank you for that wonderful introduction as usual. But what I want to do today, what I'm trying to really establish is discuss different topics about facial plastic surgery. And two weeks ago, we talked about, if I'm not mistaken, the thing was ethnic rhinoplasty.
Right.
And we did a live on-the-air consult. Today, I want to talk about, let's call it a safety rhinoplasty.
Okay.
Safety.
All right.
Now, you're going to say, what is a safety?
Yeah, I have no, I've never even heard of that before.
So let's talk about that. So
I want to give the number, too. If you're listening, you have any questions, you're considering any kind of plastic surgery from the neck up, you can give us a call here. 888-KFWB-980. That's 888-539-2980. 539-2980.
Okay, great.
Yes.
So what is safety rhinoplasty? So a patient comes in the office, sees a doctor, and brings in a photo of a cute little nose. And I want a real small, petite nose, they say to the doctor. The doctor says, okay, maybe he does that. The nose, after 2 weeks, looks cute. It's nice. After 2 weeks. And remember, listen to this word, 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens, not every scenario, many times after anywhere from 6 months to a year to 2 years, that aggressive rhinoplasty, which created a small nose, starts to even get smaller. So the two-week look now has changed into a smaller and collapsing nose where you're pinching in, your breathing is not great, your nostrils pull up, the tip of your nose gets lifted up too much. And so basically what's happening is the skin around the nose is not healing, or it's healing to the over-aggressive removal of cartilage in the nose.
Is this what happened to Michael Jackson?
Multiple surgeries.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't know exactly what happened, how many surgeries he's had, but, you know, he's had problems, and some of that also is healing issues.
Okay.
But just in general, if you open up a magazine and you see someone who looked like they had a rhinoplasty, that most of the time is an over-reductive aggressive rhinoplasty. So what's a safety rhinoplasty? It's a rhinoplasty which does conservative removal of tissue inside the nose to make it smaller, especially in the nasal tip area, so that as you heal, 6 months, a year, year and a half, 2 years, even 5 years down the line, because these changes will occur 5-10 years sometimes, the nose stably looks better. The nose continues to get a little smaller, but we're not talking getting pinched. We still have a great airway. The nose is not small. It matches the face. At 2 weeks, when we take off the tape on the nose is swollen. It's not where it's going to be. It's bigger than the patient wants. So they're saying, my goodness, you know, the first question they always ask, when is the swelling going to go down? And it takes a good year for that swelling. So to do the proper rhinoplasty, especially if it's kind of a complicated case, rather than just a simple remove a little hump on the nose, and that you can heal pretty fast and do a conservative job there and take care of the problem. It's when you're doing tip work. You got to be conservative, and that's why it's called the safety rhinoplasty, because if you're over-aggressive, you're going to have problems down the line.
Now, I know that, and I've told this story before, but I told it on 97.1 when we were on, but I came to you because I didn't like my nose. I didn't like how sharp it was, how I felt it sticks out too much. I didn't like my nose. And I came to you, and I really wanted to have my nose, but smaller. And we went through the entire, you took me through what I would look like, what would be done, how long the surgery would probably be. I mean, you went through every single step with me and then showed me on your computer what I would look like. And I said to you after you did a complete consultation, I said, what would you think about, what do you think about my nose? What if you had my nose? He said, you've known me for many, many years. And he said, I wouldn't touch your nose. There's nothing, you know, that I would do. It's a fine nose. I never looked at your nose and thought, oh, you need surgery. Now, if I went to somebody else and I had something done to a nose like mine, would that be not unethical, but wrong to do something for my nose?
No, I mean, it really depends on the situation. You know, and everyone has different taste levels of what a nose should look like. I'm conservative. I like a natural nose. I want the nose to blend into your face. I want someone to look at your face and look at your eyes, and then secondly, your lips. I don't want them looking at your nose. Like right now, I'm staring at your nose. Your nose from the front is absolutely perfect.
Really?
Yeah. You know, I've told you that before. Now, here's the thing, and this is a good point to bring to our listeners. You mentioned that your nose sticks out too far.
Yeah.
Now, if your nose did, which I don't feel it does, let me see your profile.
There's my profile.
I mean, you have a nice, strong profile.
Well,
to me, it matches and balances with your chin and your forehead. Okay?
Okay.
But let's say we wanted to push it back 2 millimeters. If the profile is big because of the hump, and all we have to do is remove the hump, then that's one thing. That's doable. It's not that hard to do, and there's not that many complications down the line. But if we have to push the nose back or the nasal tip cartilage back towards your face, one of the negative things about pushing the nose back, it will appear slightly wider from the front. It's just like if you, for example, you have a tent with a pole right in the middle of that tent.
Yeah.
And as we take that pole out and the tent starts to fall, it becomes wider.
Right.
Or if basically you have a wide tent and put a pole in it and stick it up, it becomes more narrow. So anything you put back closer to the face, you know, that's what we're talking about. It's being very careful.
So my nostrils would look bigger.
Now you're not. Well, your nostrils could look a little bit wider, but the actual tip can look a little bit wider. So that's why every little thing we do can either have a positive thing, which it will, which will be your profile will look better maybe. Not in your situation, but someone with an overprojected tip. But the tip may look a little wider.
Right.
From the front.
We are talking about rhinoplasty with Dr. Paul Nassif. This is A Cut Above. If you have any questions, you're considering getting any kind of plastic surgery from the neck up, especially rhinoplasty and ethnic rhinoplasty, this is the guy you want to talk to. We are live right here at KFWB, and if you want to call us, you can always dial 888-KFWB-980. That's 888-539-2980. 888-539-2980. Now, you have a rhinoplastyspecialist.com site. Every time I go into your office, there is a videotape that's playing of all the TV shows you've done and everybody that you've taken care of over the years. And there's this one that always stands out to me. She was a dancer, maybe a ballerina, and she had had a nose job done. And it was, I think she had it done and then had it corrected, and they really messed it up. It was completely crooked, and there was a big hump on it. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
And I remember she was nervous. She didn't want to come in and get it done again because she just didn't trust anybody anymore. She's like, okay, I've had it done twice and they've messed me up two times. I'm a dancer. I want to be doing TV. I want to be, you know, out there on the stage, and I don't like the way I look. And would that be considered what you're talking about? Would that have been an over-aggressive or just somebody who just couldn't do a nose job?
Well, again, everything, you know, it depends on also the healing is, you know, I never want to, again, say any negative about anyone doing rhinoplasties because, number one, it's a very hard procedure. Of all the plastic surgery procedures that we do, this is the hardest. In that situation, she had an unfortunate issue where there was a little bit too much tip removed. So the thing is the nasal tip was collapsing, but also the nasal bones collapsed, too, from the nose being fractured improperly.
Right.
Now, what happened? I mean, first of all, things can happen with any surgeon, the best surgeon.
Right.
I mean, we can never get things absolutely perfect. And I tell each patient, you know, even though, you know, I try to do my best, I spend a lot of time in the operating room, but no matter what, any doctor that does a rhinoplasty, we really try to do our best, but sometimes with the healing, the three-dimensional healing, it just doesn't come out the way we want it to. So it's a difficult thing, and sometimes patients are upset that the doctor, you know, as you mentioned, ruined my nose.
Yeah.
You know, the doctor did not intentionally try, but it's the thing with the healing. Sometimes you can't control it, but one thing, we do have to be conservative.
Right. And I know that you're so hilarious. I know that you do, and I've seen people have nose jobs, but you say you don't pack. Can you explain to what people, for people that are considering a nose job and really don't know what it, you know, maybe take somebody through getting a nose job with Dr. Paul Nassif, because I know you do it a little bit differently than some surgeons, because what I've seen, you don't do. So if you have any questions too for Dr. Paul Nassif, you're considering getting a nose job, you're considering getting any kind of face procedure, any kind of plastic surgery from the neck up, this is the guy to call. If you've just tuned in, you are listening to A Cut Above with Dr. Paul Nassif. You may have seen him because he was one of the original Dr. 90210s, and he is considered the expert in the field of ethnic rhinoplasty and facial plastic surgery. So once again, 888-539-2980. That's 888-539-2980. So walk us through if I were to come in and get a consult with you and then through the surgery and afterward.
You know, by the way, one thing that, you know, you can mention with that is if they do go to the website rhinoplastyspecialist.com or spaldingplasticsurgery.com, Spalding with no U, if you go into the rhinoplasty sections of the website, there's actually, you know, gobs of information from the start to finish in case they, you know, don't have to turn us off right now or just don't have the time to listen to this because we have so much information on the website.
Yes.
And also our, and if they still can't do that, the phone number for the office is 310-275-2467. And
can I throw something at you?
Sure.
You may kill me, but I'll deal with it because what we did for Christmas was we gave your consultations are pricey and you know there's a reason why.
Well, we spend about a good hour and a half with the patient.
Exactly, and it goes towards the surgery. I know you don't just take the money; it does go towards the surgery. They're about $300, $400, right?
$300.
Okay,
yeah.
So last time anybody listening to the show, I know you're going to kill me.
I already know what you're going to do again.
Last time for Christmas and for Hanukkah, we said anybody listening to the show right now that you know can say yes, I heard you on KFWB 980. We got you gave away free consultations, and that means what
that
comes
was 10.
Yeah, oh, 10. The first 10.
Let me just say that there was a lot more than 10 people, and what happened after that, we felt a little guilty. Well, you're number 11, number 12.
Sorry. No, okay, so for the first 10 callers to the office, we're going to give away, if that's okay, for the New Year's, 10 free consultations. And that does come with the video morphing. So if you want to look at what your face would look like after surgery, you get to see this right there, right then and there. It shows you, I mean, with everything, not just rhinoplasty. Is that right? Can you do like...
You know, we can do chin, we can do a little facelift, we can do a little brow lift, upper eyelid lift. You know, we can do some morphing with that.
And that comes with that, and that would be free for the first 10 callers. Let me give you, I know.
I'm going to have you come over to the office.
I'll take the phone calls. 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. 2467. And you can, you know, leave a message there, call Monday morning. But for the first 10 callers, just mention that you heard us on 980. We have a phone call. We have one from Helen in Roman Heights. You're on with Dr. Paul Nassif.
Hi, Helen.
Hi, how are you?
Fantastic. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Yeah, I'm just going to turn off my radio. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Just calling to find out if you do upper eyelid surgery.
Yeah, that's called an upper blepharoplasty, where we remove some upper eyelid skin. Is that what you're talking about? Or?
Yeah, take up some of the eyelid skin. Yeah, above the eyelid. So
yes.
Kind of just like sagging as I get older. It seems like it sags more, and when I get allergies, it gets puffy. So
yeah.
If you take a tuck there, or how do you do it?
Well, one of the things I want to do, Helen, first is look at your eyebrow location. If sometimes the eyebrows have start to droop, and interesting, they might lose the fat content of the eyebrow, and by losing that fatty content, they will drop. So in that situation, I'm going to examine your eyebrows, maybe even look at a picture of you when you were younger, and then we'll possibly either say, yes, the eyebrows are in great condition, or no, they can be come up just a little bit, and we'll talk about performing an endoscopic brow lift, which is five very small incisions in your hairline to elevate your eyebrow. If there's also been a fat content loss, sometimes simultaneously we'll do fat grafting, take a little fat from your belly, and put that fat just around the upper brow area. Again, it's not like you can have this big fullness there, but it'll be rejuvenated. It'll be less thinned out area. So that's called a brow lift with fat grafting. At the same time, we may want to perform an upper eyelid lift called the blepharoplasty. Take a little bit of skin, do a small incision right in the crease of the eye, and remove that skin. Now, let me make this last comment to you. If you come in somewhere and there's too much skin that, if there's too much skin on your eyelid and your eyebrow is already just close to falling, and you take away a lot of that skin, it's going to pull your eyebrow down more and not correct the problem at all. So that's why you have to be carefully examined. Does that help, Helen?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, you know, because Helen, I don't know if you thought this, but I always thought that you could just take the skin out from where, you know, that droopy skin that's from your eyebrow. I always thought you could just cut that out or do it with laser. You always hear that. Oh, you just cut the skin right out.
Well, remember that laser, that's all that is a cutting tool. You know, it's a good marketing tool. I mean, you know, it doesn't really, I have to tell you, it doesn't matter how you do it. As long as you take care of the skin, but the most important thing there is not taking too much skin and closing that skin beautifully.
Helen, do you have the number to the office?
No, I don't.
You can come in and have a consultation with Dr. Nassif and just say that you were on KFWB and the consultation will be complimentary.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, if you want, why don't we get Helen's
number.
Yeah,
you know, hold on a
sec.
We're just going to get your number, okay?
We'll have one of the ladies.
Hold on one sec.
Call.
Okay.
Nice talking to you, Helen.
Okay.
Nice talking to you. Thank you.
We have got to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back.
I still never even spoke about what you want me to speak about.
I know.
The phones are
lit up. Yeah. If you have any questions for Dr. Paul Nassif, if you're considering facial plastic surgery or rhinoplasty, give us a call. 888-539-2980. That's 888-539-2980. This is A Cut Above with Dr. Paul Nassif. I'm Carrie Kasem right here on KFWB 980.
Got a question for the doctors? Then call them right now at 888-KFWB-980. That's 888-539-2980. This is A Cut Above with Dr. David Amron, Dr. Paul Nassif, and Carrie Kasem on KFWB News 980.
Hey, it's Carrie Kasem. Tune in to A Cut Above with Dr. David Amron and Dr. Paul Nassif Saturdays from 4 to 5 right here on KFWB News 980.
Are you ready for the switch to digital television in February? KCET's customer service hotline and award-winning website, kcet.org, offers information for viewers about how to prepare for the digital television conversion. More information is available by calling 1-800-282-0964 or by visiting kcet.org.
Please stay tuned to the following foreclosure announcement. 3-bedroom, 1-bath, just $14,900. 4-bedroom, 1-bath, only $34,900. 6-bedroom, 2-bath, $17,500. 3-bedroom, 2-bath, just $19,900. These and hundreds of thousands of foreclosures are being liquidated through the government and private banks. Homes and properties may be sold for little money down. To learn how to receive a free list of foreclosures, call 1-800-200-8522. 1-800-200-8522. Every home must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little money down. I repeat, this is a foreclosure announcement. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline at 1-800-200-8522 to learn how to receive your free list. That's 1-800-200-8522. 1-800-200-8522.
Homeowners, if you are late in your mortgage payments, then I can help you. How would you like to stop paying your mortgage and not be held accountable? A new law just passed to help those homeowners who are behind on their mortgage payments and who have no equity in their homes. Hi, my name is Bruce Stewart, attorney at law. If you can't afford your mortgage payments and fear the thought of losing your home, then you need to call me at 888-777-7WEB. That's 888-777-7932. Stop paying your mortgage and live in your home for another 6 to 12 months. We can stop a foreclosure sale. If your house has been foreclosed on, we may be able to get it back for you. We may be able to reduce the amount of your mortgage payments or the amount of your loan, all for a small monthly fee. You don't need to be held accountable for back payments, and best of all, you can live in your home without the fear of losing it. Call me, Bruce Stewart, attorney at law, at 888-777-7WEB. That's 888-777-7932, or go to foreclosurelawexpert.com.
Right now, through this Sunday night only, take advantage of the best Mitsubishi offers ever in the history of Linder's Furniture.
I'm Tom Campbell. With me is
Mark Cantor,
senior electronics buyer here at Linder's Furniture. Mark, this is absolutely incredible. Right now, the Mitsubishi. We've cut the price again. The $67,35. This is incredible. The big HD TV Mitsubishi, the big screen, for $1,288.
That's right, Tom.
Plus
$600 in free gasoline from Mitsubishi.
And from Linder's,
$500 in groceries.
Plus No down, no interest, no payments, pay nothing whatsoever until
2010.
With approved credit, plus with select Mitsubishi Giant screens, you could have a free of extra cost Boston Acoustic subwoofer. That's a $499 value alone. Then
$600 in gas,
$500 in free groceries.
We're also going to throw in a $349 value Blu-ray DVD player.
That's a total value of $1,948 on the house. Details at Lenders through Sunday night.
Lenders Furniture.
Results may vary. Additional products and services will be offered for sale. Robert Kiyosaki will not appear at this event.
First, it was the banks. Then the auto industry. Seems like everybody is getting a handout. Who's next? It's definitely not you. Take control. Robert Kiyosaki, the author of Rich Dad Poor Dad, predicted this mess 6 years ago. Come to a free workshop and discover what he says you must do now to survive and maybe even profit from the turbulence on Wall Street. Rich Dad's Power Team is holding free events in the Los Angeles area to help you survive this current financial crisis. Take charge of your financial future. Discover how to protect your lifestyle and even profit when the market melts down. This totally free Rich Dad Stock Success System training is available only January 6th through the 8th. Plus, you'll receive a free flash drive for attending. Register online at richdadstock.com or call 1-800-936-3492. Registration is free. Call now, 1-800-936-3492. That's 1-800-936-3492.
Hello and happy holidays from Ken Crane's Big Screen Headquarters. This is Casey Crane.
And this is Pam Crane. Our father, Ken, always appreciated this time of year to celebrate the year's accomplishments with family and friends. As 2008 comes to a close, it's important to remember the reason for the season and make time with your family and friends.
From the Ken Cranes family, thank you to the thousands of loyal customers who have made Ken Cranes part of your family for over 60 years.
Happy holidays!
You're listening to A Cut Above with Dr. David Amron, Dr. Paul Nassif, and Carrie Kasem.
This is A Cut Above with Dr. Paul Nassif. Dr. David Amron, who is a specialist in liposuction, will be here next weekend. So if you have any questions about liposuction, that will be next weekend. But today, Dr. Paul Nassif, if you just tuned in, he is a skilled facial plastic and reconstructive surgeon. He's also a rhinoplasty specialist. You may have heard of him because he was one of the original Dr. 90210s, and he's been on NBC, CBS, Inside Edition, Entertainment Tonight, Extra. That's just to name a few. He is considered one of the world's experts in rhinoplasty surgery and facial reconstruction. So if you have any questions, you're thinking about getting anything done from the neck up, give us a call. We are live. 888-539-2980. That's 888-539-2980. Annie in Simi Valley, thanks for holding. You're on with Dr. Paul Nassif.
Hi, Annie.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Nassif.
Sorry for making you wait so long.
Oh, no, not a problem at all. Usually, my question was, when I look at rhinoplasties, it's usually like the nose getting smaller and things like that getting smaller. And I just wanted to know what there was that could be done, you know, to make the nose longer and maybe to enhance the bridge by, you know, like using implants or other means.
Excellent question. All right, let's spend a few minutes on that, Annie. Especially 50% of my practice is revision rhinoplasty. So when it comes to making the nose longer and building up a dorsum, I really try to stay away from dorsal implants or prosthetic material, you know, something that's not your own, from your own body. So basically what we'll do with an open rhinoplasty with a small incision right between your nostrils, you know, right in that skin there, which is, hides beautifully, we have to take cartilage and use that cartilage and sometimes a little bit of tissue called fascia from a small incision that's made in your hairline just above your ear. We take this cartilage and we'll do different things to it. For example, if you've already had an aggressive rhinoplasty and something called a septoplasty, where they've fixed a deviated septum and you don't have adequate cartilage, then in that situation, we're going to take a small piece of rib cartilage. And I know rib, and you were saying, my goodness, rib, but I have to tell you, it's nice and strong, and it's a very small incision, about 2 centimeters, which is just a little bit more than an inch, and it hides beautifully, and it is a little bit sore to do it, but with that cartilage, we're able to elongate the nose, rebuild the tip, and if we want to build the dorsum, what we'll do is we'll make what we call, I know this sounds not professional, but we'll make a burrito. In other words, we'll take the cartilage, we'll dice it up in very small pieces and wrap it up in this tissue called deep temporalis fascia, and we'll put that very soft implant, with you, which is your own tissue, along your dorsum. And we'll do that in ethnic rhinoplasties, whether it's African-American, Hispanic, or Asian, or someone who's had an over-reduced implant, over-reduced rhinoplasty. And so in that situation, we'll do that. But the biggest thing for lengthening the nose, and that's the most biggest thing that happens with the tip, it starts to shorten with time. We'll use that rib cartilage to stretch out the skin as long as the skin of the nose will let us cover the new cartilage we put in. So the skin is a limiting factor. Does that help, Annie? That's a very quick version of the whole revision rhinoplasty portion.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay, you know, and for today, and today only, we're giving Dr. Nassif's consultations a complimentary consultation only for today. So I want to give you the office number so you can book it. Just say you were on 98, News 98, and you'll get the consultation complimentary.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, and the number, and for anybody else listening to the first 10 callers, we're going to give that away. It's 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. Do you have that, Annie?
Yes.
Okay.
Annie, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And for anybody else that has any questions at all, you can give us a call here. We are live at KFWB, 888-539-2980. That's 888-539-2980. Anne in Laguna. You're on with Dr. Paul Nassif.
I want to mention one more thing. Anne, hi. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
But, you know, I just want to say one more thing to that last caller in case she's listening to this.
Okay.
One of the reasons why we don't like using dorsal implants and I think Anne, I know there's a comment up here about injectables or rhinoplasties. So, you know, one of the reasons why we don't like using implants in the nose, because there's a high risk of that implant getting infected and coming out. So if you could always use your own natural tissue, you want to do that. The same thing with injectables. And Anne, I don't know if this is what you're going to ask, but I'm just going to mention this to you. A lot of people come in asking for this injectable rhinoplasty, or, you know, putting whether it's Restylane or Juvederm or something, or collagen in the nose. We don't like doing that, or I don't like doing that. Because what happens is when you put that filler underneath that very thin skin of the nose, it does cause some problems with that underlying tissue and can cause some chronic swelling and scarring of that underlying tissue. And I'm, you know, a lot of patients will say, you know, can you build up my bridge with Juvederm? You can. I don't recommend it. It just can cause problems with your skin. I've had people come in with infections. They've had injections. All right, Anna, I don't know if that was what you were asking, but what can we do for you? And Happy New Year.
Thank you. That's actually my question was about injectable, or I've heard of non-surgical rhinoplasty. And I've got a little bit of a crooked nose, so I thought, well, if I can just get, you know, a little Restylane put in, that might take care of it. But it sounds like that's not a good idea.
Well, where is the crookedness? Is it a small little area in your nose that's, like, indented in or something?
Like, on the bridge of my nose, mm-hmm. on just one side, it's kind of like, it's almost like it's pushed a little bit. So I'm just trying to fill in that area.
Okay. Well, you know what you can do? I know that it's not as easy of a non-surgical rhinoplasty. But in that situation, if there really is a little depression there, we can take a little bit of cartilage from inside your nose, which is a very simple thing to do. Make a very small incision inside your nose and get up to that area where the depression is, and either put a little bit of this crushed or bruised cartilage, we'll call it, or a piece of fascia there. And that can do the same thing permanently rather than keep coming back and having injections in the nose, which can also cause a problem.
And what is the healing like from that?
Well, the healing from something like that is a lot quicker than a full formal rhinoplasty. And usually between 2 and 4 weeks, your nose looks pretty darn good. And, you know, and if you do get some swelling in that one area, it will come down, but it just may take some more time.
Okay. Wonderful. That answers my question.
Okay. You know, thanks, Ann.
Thank you. And we'll get your information and number, and I look forward to seeing you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. If you have any questions for Dr. Paul Nassif, you're considering rhinoplasty, you're considering revision rhinoplasty, you don't like the nose that you've had done, then this is the guy you want to see. He is one of the best, if not rated the best in the country for reconstructive plastic surgery and rhinoplasty. So give us a call here, 888-539-2980. That's 888-539-2980. I also want to say something. I put you on the spot a little earlier because we had such a great success with the fact that you gave away complimentary consultations for Christmas and Hanukkah. And today is New Year's. Well, it's the first show after New Year's. So we're doing that again. The first 10 callers to the office and anybody on air today gets a complimentary consult. The consults usually go for $300. That will be complimentary. That will be wiped away. Just say that you heard us on KFWB 980, and you will have a free consultation. Now, that consultation does come with I like it, the morphing session. You get to see what you will look like after surgery, and he does it right there in the office.
That's 10 consults?
10 consults! 10 consults! No.
I'm going to teach you how to do Fordham morphing.
You're going
to
kill me after this, but you know what? People loved it, and including my friends were like, wait a second, what? You know,
well, it is fun to do.
I'm like, you got to listen to the show and call in. And once again, the number here, 888-539-2980. 888-539-2980. And the office number, if you don't want to be on air, the office number is 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. Kathy, thank you for holding. You're on with Dr. Nassif.
Hi, Kathy.
Hello, doctor. I would like to ask you about a recurring problem I have with nasolabial folds. I've had a facelift and a temporal lift, and my skin tone is good, and the thing that keeps bothering me is I continue to, after a year or two, they come back. And I would like to know, what is the answer for this? I've heard about Restylane, but I'm really concerned. I would, to tell you the truth, rather go under the knife than have an injection of material put into my face. What do you think?
Kathy, great question. And for the listeners that are listening to this, this is something that we'll hear repeatedly in facelift surgery. 2 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Kathy, let me give you the quick and dirty on this, and since we're going to go on break in a minute here. Plus, you can call the office, and we'll get your number, too. But here's the issue. That area close to the nose, the smile lines, no matter what you do, no matter how great of a facelift I do, especially a vertical lift where I'm lifting everything up vertically, it will improve your smile lines, but not long term.
Yeah.
What I'll do in the middle of a facelift, I'll take tissue out from the side where I'm actually doing the facelift, and that's called SMAS. And I'll take that SMAS, which is a wonderful filler of your own natural tissue, and I'll slide it into your smile lines, your nasolabial folds.
Uh-huh.
Now, that is a great thing, and it softens it in the long term about 50%. Not anything more than that. Your situation, you've already had a facelift. You're probably not ready for another one.
I'd rather not right now.
Exactly. So the best thing, and fat doesn't really last that long in there. So the best thing to do, and I know this is not the best answer for you, is the injectables like Restylane and Juvederm. We put a little bit of lidocaine, which will make it not hurt that much. And you can do this every 6 to 8 months. And it's just a little bit of injectable. It's a natural occurring substance called a hyaluronic acid. And that's what the Restylane Juvederm is. And it's great. And it's we can do this pretty quick, get you in and get you out in 30 minutes.
And, you know, Kathy, I just want to let you know, I was very worried about putting that stuff in my face as well. I have been doing this now, let's say, maybe a little longer than 5 years. I've been using Juvederm Restylane Perlane in my face, depending on where it is. I get underneath my eyes done, and I do my nasolabial folds. And I can't tell you, I never look my age. I'm in my mid-30s. Nobody ever guesses I'm even in my 30s. But my mom, I have to tell you, she wanted to get a facelift. Uh-huh. And I said, Mom, use the injectables first. First do the injectables, then do it. She's in her 60s. I cannot tell you how many people think she's 10, 15 years younger after she got that done.
Wow.
And she loves it. It saved her from a facelift. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And I know that you've had concerns about, you were talking to the other caller about the tissue of the nose, so that's the only problem with Restylane would be if it's very thin tissue, like on the nose, you wouldn't use an injectable.
Yeah, but in your smile lines, it's perfect for it.
It's perfect for it.
It's
okay, doctor, I'm gonna make an appointment and come in. Thank you so much for your time.
Kathy, just hold on 1 second.
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
Thank you.
Yes. You are listening to A Cut Above with Dr. Paul Nassif. If you have any questions, you can give us a call here, 888-539-2980. And remember, the first 10 callers to the office gets a complimentary consultation. His consultations go for $300. But today, for New Year's, and for the new year, we're giving away consultations for free. And that's 310-275-10. And anybody who calls, anybody who gets on the air. 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. This is A Cut Above with Dr. Paul Nassif. I'm Carrie Kasem, and this is News 980.
Got a question for the doctors? Then call them right now at 888-KFWB-980. That's 888-539-2980. This is A Cut Above with Dr. David Amron, Dr. Paul Nassif, and Carrie Kasem on KFWB News 980.
Hi, it's Carrie Kasem here to tell you about A Cut Above, featuring board-certified doctors Dr. David Amron and Dr. Paul Nassif. Dr. Nassif is an internationally known facial plastic surgeon and was one of the original docs on Dr. 90210. Dr. Nassif specializes in revision and ethnic rhinoplasty. You've heard about the new mini liposuction? Well, it's not new at all. Dr. David Amron coined that phrase years ago and has been doing mini lipo for 14 years without putting you under general anesthesia. Entertainment Tonight calls him the guru of liposuction. A Cut Above exposes the truth and lies behind the new cosmetic trends. Don't go under the knife without listening to this show. For a consultation, call 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. And listen to A Cut Above Saturdays from 4 to 5 right here on KFWB News 980.
Is your New Year's resolution to get a better night's sleep? Then come to Living Spaces. We're LA's mattress destination, and we've got the lowest prices on the best brands in bedding, including Sealy, Serta, Simmons, Circadian, Diamond, Renew, and Tempur-Pedic. Want proof? How about the Marin Firm Queen Set for just $295? We've also got the Serta Pinot Eurotop Queen Set for just $495. And the Sealy Rio Super Pillow Top Queen Set for just $695. And that's just the beginning. We've got more mattresses to choose from than most mattress stores and a friendly non-commissioned staff to help you choose just the right sleep set to meet your individual comfort needs. And of course, we can deliver your new mattress same day. So don't wait. Hurry into Living Spaces in La Mirada, Rancho Cucamonga, Irvine, and Van Nuys at The Plant, or browse and buy online at livingspaces.com. Living Spaces Furniture, where you can buy it today and sleep on it tonight. Living Spaces.
We're on the streets of Southern California where people are getting pretty smart about bringing their e-waste to their local green spot. But why green spots?
I like the fact that green spots are certified by the state of California.
I know when I bring my old computer and monitor to my green spot, it's going to the right place.
Recycled safely and legally.
I'm getting rid of my 36-inch CRT monster. I don't want to ever have to move it again. I don't want to see it again. I don't want to have to think of it again. And I don't want it ending up on some boat. So I take it to my green spot. Done and done.
Green spots are the California certified e-waste recycling drop-off places, popping up just about everywhere in L.A. All recycling is done by the book for the good of the planet.
Do something to make a better life for yourself, your home, your planet, and find your green spot. Go to ASLGreenSpot.com to find a green spot near you. It's the easy, convenient spot where you can recycle your e-waste, like your old computers and TV monitors. Go to ASLGreenSpot.com, find your green spot, and recycle your e-waste. Powered by ASL, your authorized e-waste recycler. It's easy, it's free, it's green.
Hi, I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers. This new year, upgrade your outdoor living areas with beauty, improved drainage, and a mud-free future. System Pavers' texture-rich paving stones and synthetic grass, SP Turf, do more than transform your yard with a great new look. These unique materials, combined with our professional installation process, improve your yard's drainage and cleanliness too. No more standing water, mud, or dirty footprints tracked into your home. With over 30,000 satisfied customers, we make homes the envy of the neighborhood. So give us a call right now and enjoy the beauty of your pavers and SP Turf in about a week.
Call System Pavers today at 877-PAVE-319. That's 877-PAVE-319. Or visit systempavers.com. Save 25% with no payment, no interest till September 09. They'll even remove and demolish your existing surface for free. Call today, 877-728-3319.
If you could increase the effectiveness of your brain, would you do it? If you could discover an easy way to make your brain smarter, stronger, and faster for absolutely no cost at all, would you do it? Well, now you can by requesting a powerful free demo of IQ from Infinite Mind. Right now, when you call, we'll send you an absolutely free demo showing you how easy it is to increase your brain power in as little as 7 minutes. It's called IQ, and it will unleash your mind. Not only that, but you'll be able to read up to 1,000% faster, allowing you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. To increase the effectiveness of your brain in 7 minutes for free, call 1-800-900-9508. What have you got to lose? It only takes 7 minutes. It increases the speed and efficiency of your brain, and you can try it out absolutely free. Call now to get your free demo. Call IQ at 1-800-900-9508. That's 1-800-900-9508.
And now for the bonus round. If Jack and Jill went up the hill, where did Fred go?
Milwaukee.
Correct. If Jane is older than Dan, and Dan is older than Ed, how old am I?
41 on Wednesday?
Correct.
Yes.
How many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
Over 1 billion.
Correct! Netflix! Rent as many movies as you want for only $8.99 a month. No late fees ever. Start your free trial today. Netflix!
See terms of use.
You know, I always appreciate it when someone goes the extra mile. And that's why I love those folks who make Clear Eyes eye drops. They put an extra moisturizing ingredient in every Clear Eyes product in the entire line, even their redness formula.
And I get up to 8 hours of soothing comfort. An extra moisturizer and up to 8 hours of soothing comfort. Thank you, Clear Eyes people, wherever you are. Use as directed.
You're listening to A Cut Above with Dr. David Amron, Dr. Paul Nassif, and Carrie Kazin.
Great music.
Yeah, I like this music better than...
the blues and jazz?
Well, that's Dr. David Amron's music.
I knew you were going to call him.
they're not. But I usually call
you guys have nicknames for each other, but they're never on air.
And we've been in practice together for... over about 10 years now.
Yeah, about 10 years. Now he's talking about Dr. David Amron, who is a liposuction specialist. Every other week they switch off. So next week, Dr. David Amron will be on. He is a liposuction specialist. He also does injectables as well. So if you have any questions, if you're thinking about liposuction, call next week. But today, Dr. Paul Nassif is on, and he is one of the best, if not the best, facial reconstructive surgeon in the country. He was one of the first original Dr. 90210s on E, that show on E, and he's considered an expert. Everybody uses you, from CBS to NBC, Entertainment Tonight, Extra, CBS Health Beat, Inside Edition. You've been everywhere because you're very good at what you do. And if you have any questions, you're thinking about getting rhinoplasty surgery, you're thinking about facial reconstructive surgery, facial plastic surgery, this is the man you want to call. And we are live. You can call us here at 888-539-2980. That's 888-539-2980. And you can always check him out at rhinoplastyspecialist.com. That's rhinoplastyspecialist.com.
Now, before you take one of these like 8 or 9 calls waiting, which I don't know what we're going to do with all these, while we're on break, I took a call from someone named Fred, who he's Filipino background. He was asking about a rhinoplasty for his wife. And that's that ethnic rhinoplasty, which we spoke about 2 weeks ago, about building up the dorsum. That's just like the last phone call. So in that situation, we can use cartilage and some of that tissue to build up the dorsum. Now, can you use an implant? Yeah. Yes, you can use an implant. Like I mentioned, some implants are better than the others, but there's still a risk of that extruding or getting infected. So let's always try to go with your own natural tissue. That's a good little pearl for our listeners out there. If you do need to build up the bridge of the nose.
Yes. Greg, you're on with Dr. Paul Nassif.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Hi, Greg.
I'm a 45-year-old male, and I've always felt that my nose was too big, and I would like to have a rhinoplast. What is the recovery time for? I mean, as a 45-year-old male, older, is it more difficult? Is it more, am I more vulnerable to things at this age than I would, I mean, obviously, than if I'd been 25 years old? What's the recovery like?
Yeah, good question, Greg. The answer is pretty much no. You're not at any increased risk. You know, it's more like if you have your tonsils out, it hurts more, I think, when you're older. But in regards to rhinoplasty, you know, the first week you're going to have little sutures removed and a cast removed, so you'll have that on for a week. Second week you'll have tape on. And whether you're 25 or 45 or 65, at the end of 2 weeks, you'll look pretty good, but you will be swollen. And then it'll take him an extra 2 more weeks. So at week 4, you'll look pretty good. But the biggest thing in regards is the 2-week period of time, especially from work. We like to have patients take that time off. And then we'll tell patients that their nose will look pretty good after 3 to 4 weeks, but they need a full year to heal. And those were small amounts of healing.
Okay, in regard to the healing, I'm at the gym 5 days a week. That obviously is something I would have to stop doing for what period of time?
Well, I really like to say 4 weeks.
Okay.
I say 4 weeks. And, you know, you can do a little bit of walking maybe at week 3, but any real physical exertion will start you at 4 weeks and then will gradually escalate your activity to a total at 6 weeks.
Let me ask you about one other thing. I think this might be an urban legend or a myth that after you've had a surgery like this, it's not a good idea to fly on an airline for a year. That has to be untrue.
Yeah, the only thing I tell patients for a few weeks because of the swelling.
Okay.
Otherwise, it has nothing to, you know, that has nothing to do
but
with
6
it.
6 months after I'd had a rhinoplast, I could fly to London. It really wouldn't matter, would it?
It would not matter. We have patients that fly from Dubai and everywhere else across the world, and they leave in 2 weeks. I do have them tape their nose when they're flying, and I do tell them they will get swollen for that long, long flight, but it comes down, especially with some, you know, with ice.
One other question. You can probably hear this. I've always felt my voice when I hear it recorded back, or I know our voices sound different to us than they do when they're recorded and played back. I've always felt it was too nasal. Is doing this going to change my voice? Because that would be fine with me.
Yeah, it may. I really have to do an examination of your, you know, inside your nose and look at your airway.
Okay.
Yeah. But I know how you feel, Greg. I felt the same way listening to my voice the first time I was on air.
Your voice is terrific.
Oh, why, thank you. Thank you. But I'm going to put you on hold and make sure you have all the office number and everything.
Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure. Happy New Year.
Yeah, hold on.
Hold
on, Greg. Sam, would you take his call and make sure he's got the office number? We have time for a couple more calls. Marsha in Pasadena. Marsha, you're on with Dr. Paul Nassif. Hi.
Hi, Marsha.
Actually, I'm on my way back to Bellflower. We went to Pasadena to look at the float.
Oh, excellent.
On your way to Bellflower.
Yes, well, we're from New York, upstate New York, and I was back home in the fall, and I had Restylane on the folds around my mouth. And I was wondering if you can still have procedures done with that there?
Yes, you can.
You can,
you
okay.
You sure can.
All right, because I need something from the neck to the head.
The neck to the head, everything.
Everything. Yeah. My husband told me about you, doctor, on the radio, and he recommended you very highly. So he turned you on knowing what time you're on, and I'm so happy I got to talk to you.
Well, it's my pleasure. It's very nice to hear and tell your husband thank you. But
yeah.
The answer is if you had the injectables, because that just goes in the superficial tissue, you still can have a left.
Yeah,
right, Restylane, you still can have a left without that affecting anything, absolutely.
Okay. I thought so, but I wasn't sure. I figured. But I really, I'm interested in my neck and probably just about everything. But, yeah, that's a good question, because I thought maybe I'd have to wait. So I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Well, Marsha, I look forward now. Are you on vacation here or what?
No, my husband's job, he's transferred here. He works at Rio Hondo College. And so we had to move here for a while.
our home
is in upstate New York.
Well, it's a little cold. Actually, it's cold up there, and it's even cold up here, too.
Yeah, well, it's really cold there.
Yeah. Well,
it's 5 degrees today.
Well, I look forward to seeing you, and I want you to call my office and make an appointment. And you have our office number?
No, my husband might have written it. Yeah, my husband has it. He must really want me to have something done.
Uh-oh. Well, bring him in, too, when you come in. But listen, let me have our folks here take your information and give you our office number, too, and happy New Year to
all
you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Marsha.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hold on a sec. We have... And Sam, please pick that up. But you know that today and today only, we did this for Christmas and Hanukkah, but we are definitely giving away 10 free consultations to Dr. Paul Nassif and anybody who got on the air with us today. And you can call the office because we only have a couple minutes. You can call the office at 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467, and mention that you were either on air with us if you got on air, or that you heard, and hopefully you will be one of the first 10 callers and get the complimentary consultation, because your consultations are about $300.
$300, exactly.
$300.
Well, we spend a lot of time with the patients, so.
Absolutely.
It's not a 5-minute consultation.
We actually had a consultation in here with Jay, and she's this beautiful girl that we actually brought here, but we had so many people call today that we couldn't get to you. Say hi, Jay.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going, but we brought you in because you definitely, and maybe we'll have you in again, but you definitely wanted to have Dr. Nassif look at your nose and a consult, which I think is perfect, but I'm sure, you know, he could tell you otherwise. And but a lot of times I'm sure people come to you, Dr. Nassif, and say, fix my nose, and there's really nothing wrong with it, like I did.
Well, I mean, I have to tell you, you know, as I've been answering these questions, and I know we have one more young lady on hold right now, the rest of them, those other 5 callers, we're going to have to just maybe just take their information.
Yes.
I'm sorry if we can't get to them.
Yes.
But maybe we can answer Christine's question if we have a minute.
We can. You know what? How long do we have? I think we have 1 or 2 minutes.
All right. Well, then, Christine, why don't you hold on, and we'll just get you right after off the air. But let me answer Jay's been sitting here, and I've been looking at her nose the whole time as we've been talking for the last 20 minutes. And I have to tell you, your nose is perfect. It has some small irregularities. Small. Small little profile irregularities. You know, maybe the tip is like a few percent too large. I have to tell you, it's not worth it. You know, it's not worth the risk of undergoing a rhinoplasty because your nose beautifully matches your face. Leave it alone.
And he's the best in the world.
I trust him.
I mean, I wish I was. You know,
well, I mean, you're rated. There, okay, you're rated the best in the world. Whether, okay, you are. If you have any questions and you want to get a complimentary consult, be one of the first 10 callers to the office, 310-275-2467. Ask for Dr. Paul Nassif. That's his office, 310-275-2467. Remember, he's one of the best facial reconstructive and plastic surgeons in the country. And if you're thinking about rhinoplasty, please do your homework. Check him out. Dr. Paul Nassif, one of the best in the country, if not the world. This is A Cut Above. Next week, Dr. David Amron. If you have any questions about fillers, if you have any questions about liposuction, he's the guy you want to call. And that will be next week. But thank you, Dr. Paul Nassif, for making it in from Las Vegas in like 2 seconds. I mean, you had 2 seconds to spare before we went on air.
Yeah, actually, we might be doing something out in Las Vegas. We might have a little practice.
Excellent.
We have a lot of patients.
Excellent. This is A Cut Above. Once again, the office number, 310-275-2467. Thank you all, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year. Thank you for listening.
And this is 980.